All right, I wanted to spend today on the Rambam. Yesterday I didn't really give him a halach in the Rambam, we just read the strangeness of the shitos of the Rambam. So there are two elements that we need to talk about when we talk about the Rambam. Number one is, how do his psukim make sense with each other, just in general, whether you consider gambling asmachta or not asmachta. Again, the way we have to define asmachta at the very basic level that all Rishonim could agree to is that it's gezel midrabanan. What exactly makes up asmachta to get to the point that it's gezel midrabanan, we're going to discuss the second half of shir. So first I just want to discuss the two psukim of the Rambam that we saw yesterday that seem to be in direct conflict with each other, discuss how the achronim are miyashiv the Rambam, and then get into definitionally, how does the Rambam define what makes asmachta and what doesn't make asmachta versus the other Rishonim. We saw Rashi, we saw Rabbi Matam, we saw the Ri. I want to get into how the Rambam understands asmachta. So first things first. Remember yesterday we read the two Rambams. The two Rambams were Makoros numbers 18 and 19. In Eidos Perek Yud Halacha Daled, where the Rambam writes that the only way that someone who gambles is going to be pasul eidos is if he has no other job, and he says explicitly because he's eina osik b'yeshuva shel olam, which really makes it sound like gambling is not a problem of asmachta, that it's not gezel midrabanan, because if it were gezel, you shouldn't have to do it for a living to be pasul. You should be pasul even if you do it once, if it's really gezel. And then even within Hilchas Eidos, he seems to hedge a little bit, because he writes, "Hareze b'cheskas sha'ochel menakuvia shu'avak gezel," that if you only do gambling and you don't have any other job, so what's the problem? He says, "Einosik b'shuv shalom," but then he says, "And also it's b'cheskas that you are benefiting from the kuvia, which is avak gezel." So he doesn't call it gezel; he calls it avak gezel. So that's one Rambam. Then the other Rambam, Gzeil Vaveda, writes very explicitly, Hare ze gezel midivrehem. This is gezel midirabanan. Gambling is stealing midirabanan. So the kasha, of course, is that the Rambam is a complete stira from one place to the other. One place he says that you're only possible if you do it all the time, which makes it sound like it's not stealing. The other place he says that it's gezel midrabanan. So what do we make of the stira in the psakim of the Rambam? So the Kesef Mishnah on the side of the Rambam, the Kesef Mishnah explains the Shitas Rambam as follows. He says that the Rambam really paskins like Rami Bar Chama, that Mesachet B'Kuvya is Asmachta, it is Gezel, and the reason someone who gambles is Pasul La'edos is because he is a Gazlan. The Raya to this Shita is the Gemara Mesachet Shabbos, Tavkuf Mem Tesem Beis, we discussed recently about the Gemara that says that it's mutter to make a goral between your children, who gets the bigger piece, who gets the smaller piece, but only between your children. Between other people, it's aser to make such a goral. Mana ketana keneged mana gedola, it's aser to, or mana gedola keneged mana ketana, it's aser to make a goral, even on a weekday, because it's mesachik b'kuvya. So it sounds like mesachik b'kuvya is aser mishum gezel. Why? Why does it sound like aser mishum gezel? Because it's not shayuch that a person makes a living raffling off big pieces of chicken versus small pieces of chicken. So the Gemara says that that's a problem of Mesachik B'Kuvya. Then the Gemara is obviously saying that Mesachik B'Kuvya is a problem even if you only do it once in a while. It's not Shaykh that that's all the guy does for a living, is he raffles things off. He raffles his own stuff off. That's no way to make a living. That's what the Magen Mishnah says. So it seems from the stomach of the Gemara in Shabbos that if that's called Mesachik B'Kuvya, Mesachik B'Kuvya must be a problem of Gezel. Good. So now, so how does that help us with the Rambam? So the Rambam is going to hold that it's Gezel. And that's why the Rambam in Hilchos Gezel V'Aveda said it's Gezel Midavrehem. The only thing is, and we pointed to this chilk in Shulchan Aruch, because Mishnah points out that's only if you are mesachik b'kuvya with a Jew. But when you're mesachik b'kuvya with a guy, or if you're mesachik b'kuvya with a Jew without money, you just play a game of chance without any direct money involved, then it would not be a problem of Gezel. So the Rambam in Hilchos Gezeila, when he says that it's not a problem of Gezel, that it's not a problem of Rambam, I'm sorry, in Hilchos Eidos, when he says it's not a problem of Gezel, is talking about when you are being Mesachek with a guy. When he says it is a problem of Gezel, he's talking about being Mesachek with a Jew. And he adds, apparently, if the Rambam says, and again, look in source number 18, in Hilchos Eidos, if he's talking about being Mesachek with a guy in source number 18, and when you're Mesachek with a Jew, it's Gezel. When you're Mesachek with a guy, it's not Gezel. Doesn't mean that it's mutter to be Mesachek with a guy, nor does it mean that you're Kashal Eidos if you're only Mesachek with a guy. Because what does the Rambam say? Assuming Hilchos Eidos is talking about being Mesachek with a guy, what does the Rambam say? Mesachek b'kuviyavuhu shalotiyelo umnus elohu, you're Pasal Eidos. Even if you're Mesachek with a guy, but if that's all you do, you're Pasal Eidos. If you don't have another job, you're Pasal Eidos. Because a person should be Osek b'divrei Chachma, b'yeshuva shalolam, he should be involved in things that are good and productive and smart. So the Rambam in Hilchos Eidos is talking about being Mesachik with a guy or being Mesachik with a Jew without money. But he holds that if you don't have any other job, minastam, if you don't have any other job, it's going to be asumi to Rabbanan because minastam, look at the Lashon of the Rambam, hareza becheskas sha'ochel minakuvya. How does that Lashon make any sense? What does becheskas mean? What does chazaka mean in this context? How do you translate that? A guy who gambles, hareza becheskas sha'ochel minakuvya. He's in the category? Okay. I think there's a better word though. That it's chazaka that this is what he does. What do you mean chazaka that this is what he does? That he's ochel minakuvya. Is it established and known? He should say Hareza Ochel Merakuv Yeshua Vakezel. Becheskas, I think, over here means we can assume, we can safely assume. Right? Isn't that what it means? Hareza Becheskas Sho'ochel. If a guy is Mesachik Bekuvya, doesn't make any sense. What the Rambam is going to say? So therefore, we could assume he's Mesachik Bekuvya. We could assume he's Ochel Merakuvya. Hello. We're describing someone who's Mesachik B'kuvya for a living. Yes, you can assume that he's Ochel Menakuvya. That's what he does for a living. What's he talking about? So says the Kesem Mishnah, no. The Rambam's topic is a guy who's Mesachik B'kuvya with Goyim for a living. Or with Jews without money. Says the Rambam, why is that guy going to be Pasuleidus? He didn't steal, he's not doing anything wrong. So there's no way he's Pasuleidus. Because if he gambles for a living with Goyim, he's becheskas that he gambles with Jews. Shehu avak gezel. That's gezel midrabanan. Gambling with Jews is gezel midrabanan. If he's gambling with Goyim, so then mistama, he's becheskas that he gambles with Jews also. And therefore, even though you never caught him gambling with Jews, and that's Gezel Midrabanan. So Midrabanan, anyone who's Mesachik B'kuvya is going to be Pasul. Anyone who's Mesachik B'kuvya for a living is going to be Pasul. That's what the Rambam means. But that's only if Einolim Naselahu. But if he has a profession, he has a job, so then we have no right to make an assumption that just because he gambles with Gayim, that he necessarily gambles with Jews. We don't have to, we can't have such a chashash. Because a lot of times people who have jobs, when they finish their jobs, they like to have some downtime, and one of the ways that they hang out is that they gamble. But it doesn't, if a guy's relying on it for a living, so then we have to assume he'll do whatever he can. And if it comes to gambling with Jews, he'll gamble with Jews too. When a guy actually gambles with Jews, why is he pasuleidus? According to the Rambam? No, if a person actually gambles with Jews, he's stealing. Right? If you actually gamble with Jews, that's stealing. If you gamble with Goyim, it's not stealing, and it's not technically usher. But if that's all you do, then chances are it's not really all you do. Meaning, if that's all you do for a living, chances are you've been gambling and stealing kind of ways also. We just haven't caught you yet. And that's why you're going to be Pasul Eidos. The problem is going to be how the Rambam is going to explain our Gemara. Because it sounds like, even according to Rami Bar Chama, Rabbi Yehuda holds that Misache B'Kuvya is not Mishum Gazlan. And the Gemara paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. Right? So if you're going to hold it, meaning even if you hold like Rami Bar Chama, that gambling is Mishum, remember we drew the chart on the board where if you hold like, who was it, Rav Sheshe, so then everyone holds the same thing, that Misache B'Kuvya is Mishum Yeshuva Shalala, is Mishum, whatever, Yeshuva Shalala, you know, so Yeshuva Shalala. If you hold like Rabbi Bar Chama, the Tanakama holds it's Mishum Asmachta, and Rabbi Yehuda holds it's Mishum Enosik Yishuv Shalolim. So essentially, if the Rambam really holds it's Gezel, what does the Rambam hold? He holds like Rabbi Bar Chama within the sheet of the Tanakama against Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara sounds like a Paskin's like Rabbi Yehuda. So that's going to be a little bit challenging. So the Kesef Mishnah in Hilchos Eidos over there. In Perek Yud Halacha Dalet of Hilchos Eidos, Kesef Mishnah mitarets that the Rambam has a different understanding of how to read our Gemara. That what does the Gemara say? That Kol Makom Shomer Rabbi Yehuda Emesai Bameh Einu El Faresh, right? And then we say Rabbi Yochanan Emesai is the Faresh, so we see that there is no machlokas. So we said, Gavra agavra karamis, mar sovar pligi, mar sovar lo pligi. That it's a machlokas, whether there's a machlokas amarayim, whether we have a machlokas tanayim in our Mishnah. The way the Kesef Mishnah understands the Rambam's reading of that line is as follows. That the Rambam will explain that the Gemara's answer of Gavra agavra karamis is only within the shita of the Makshan who didn't really understand Rami Bar Chama. But really, there's no reason to say everyone's arguing that it's Gavra Gavra Kramas, that there's Machlok Samarayim. Because Rami Bar Chama could explain the Mishnah as talking about whether you're Mesachik in Israel or whether you're Mesachik in Goy. And Rabbi Yehud is coming to be Mefaresh, the Tanakama, within the Mesachik in Goy part. That if you're Mesachik with a guy, then Ein Lo Umnos Elohi, then it's only going to be possible Ein Lo Umnos Elohi. Which would mean, according to Rami Bar Chama, the way we've understood the Gemara the whole time, that according to Rami Bar Chama, Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda have to be arguing. Why? Because Tanakama holds it's a smachta, gezel, and Rabbi Yehuda says you're only possible if you do it for a living. But gezel, you should be possible even if you do it part-time. So according to Rami Bar Chama, Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda have to be arguing, right? That's the way we always understood. Says the Kesef Mishnah, the way the Rambam understood, is that Rabbi Yehuda and Tanakama are not arguing. What's going on? Rambam Bar Chama says Tanakama tells you Mesachik B'Kuvya is pasul if you do it with a Jew Mishum Gezel, if you do it with a guy Mishum Ein Osik B'Yeshuva Shel Olam, and Rabbi Yehuda says, yeah, but when Rabbi Yehuda says it's only pasul if this is your only job, he's talking about when you do it with a guy. He's not denying that it's a smachta when you do it with a Jew. He's saying, when you do it with a guy, it's not a smachta, it's only an issue of Enosik Yeshuva Shalolam. So even Rami Bar Chama that holds gambling can be a smachta, it's only a smachta if you do it with a Jew. Memela, there's no machlokas, Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, yeah, you're only possible if you do it for a living, means you're only possible if you do it for a living with a guy. But if you do it with a Jew, even part-time, you'd be possible. That's the way the Kesef Mishnah explains the Rambam would understand our Mishnah and our Gemara. Now, that's the Kesef Mishnah's understanding. The Tumim, Rabbi Yonis Naibshitz, quoted here in the Yalkut Birum in the back of the Masifta, he quotes the Tumim. I didn't get a chance to see it inside. We'll see if it makes sense. But the Tumim suggests as follows, that the Rambam really passes like Rav Sheshes. Whoa, what did Rav Sheshes say? Yeshuv Shalolam. Why is he talking about Gezel? Hareza Gezel Midivrayim. Right? The Rambam says Hareza Gezel Midivrayim. He says, yeah. He passes like Rav Sheshes, but he also paskins. He also holds, similar to what the Ramah writes in Choshen Mishpat, Simon Lamadalid, that even though there's a machlokas Abaye and Rava later on, we're going to see on Daf Chav Zayin, whether a Rasha shall only a Rasha shall Chamas is pasul Eidos, We know Russia's Pasuleidus. What kind of Russia? How bad a Russia do you have to be Pasuleidus? So, we pass like Abaye that you don't have to be a Russia on monetary issues. Any sort of Russia is Pasuleidus. But, says the Ramah, that's only if it's a Russia who violates Yisurim D'Oraisa. If you're a Russia who violates Yisurim D'Rabbanan, you're still Kasuleidus, unless the Yisurim D'Rabbanan that you violate involve money. So again, the way we paskin, says the Ramah, is that if you're a Russia, you're Pasulei Eidos. But that means, definition of Russia means, either you violate Yisurim D'Oraisa, or you violate Yisurim D'Rabbanan that are money related. Money related Yisurim D'Rabbanan. And the Ramah also holds that even according to Rav Sheshes, midrabanan we treat a mesachik bekuvya like a gazlan. It's just that since Rav Sheshes holds a smachta kanya, so it's not going to be a meaning just because it's a smachta, it's not going to be a problem because he holds a smachta's kone. So therefore, it's only pasul midrabanan. The whole psul is a psul midrabanan, not a psul d'oraisa. Which would mean that if it's a monetary issue, midrabanan, it's going to pass you v'leidus. If you held a smachta lo kanya, then there's no kinyan, even on a daraisa level, then you would hold that that is pasul midaraisa. But because you hold a smachta lo kanya, a smachta kanya, Rav Sheshes holds a smachta kanya, memele makes him a rasha for monetary issues, midrabanan. So that's why the Rabbam is mechalik between if he has another job or not. Because in Issid Rabbanan, you're only going to be pasul if you're chashna mamon. Mesachik bekuvya, if you do it once in a while, mistama, you're only doing it for sport. You're doing it for fun, not for money. Well, if it's only Yasumid Rabbanan and you're not doing it for money, then you're not pasul edus. If the Ram holds like Rav Sheshes, and he thinks that Rav Sheshes holds, then Mesachik Bekuvya is only a problem that Asmachta is only going to be a problem midrabanan. Mesachik Bekuvya is only a problem midrabanan, right? And midrabanan, when you do Averos, it's not going to be something that will pass you Le'edus unless it's something you do for money. So the Ram says, well, what's my guarantee that a guy who's gambling is doing it for money if that's all he does? Then I know he's doing it for money. He's not just doing it for fun. He's not just betting for fun. So if he's doing it for money, that's going to make him a Rasha d'chamas on a d'rabbanan level, which is enough to pass them neidus. So in Hilchos Gezeilah, the Rambam talks about someone who's a safek. I'm sorry, the Rambam talks about a mesachik b'kuvya, who's a gazlan midivrehem, and that's even according to Rav Sheshes. Meaning, it would turn out that according to the Tumim's understanding of the Rambam, Mesachik B'Kuvya is definitely Asr L'Chaladeus. It's Asr to do, for sure. The only Machlokas in our Gemara is, remember we discussed, that you have to differentiate between Mutar to do versus Kashur L'Edus. Not every time you Kashur L'Edus doesn't mean you're the world's biggest tzaddik and that everything you've done in your life is Mutar. A guy could be a gambler who gambles occasionally. Every time he gambles, it's stealing midrabanan, but still he's going to be kasher le'edus. Because his main kavana in gambling is not really for the money. But when ein lo umnas elohu, when he has no other job, then you know his main kavana is for the money, mele is pasul le'edus. That's where you get him on the edus. Asur to do, that's going to be for sure. It's for sure asur to do. Those are the two basic approaches that we have to the Rambam, the Kesem Mishnah and the Tumim. Yeah.
Say, would it make a difference if, let's say, two people were playing for an object or for money?
I don't think so.
So then, according to all this, then there'd be a problem with playing the games at amusement parks. That's basically it.
Why isn't that a smachta? So let's look at how the Rishonim define a smachta, and then maybe we'll be able to discuss that. You say according to the Tumim, according to the Kesem Mishnah, it shouldn't be a problem because Mesachik with a guy assuming the amusement park is a guy, right? Misachu, a guy is really mutter. Let's define asmachta. Let's use that as the lead into the second part of the shiur, where we define asmachta. I think I included in the packets the piece from Eretz Tzvi, did I? Not sure if I did. Is it in the back of the packets, piece from Eretz Tzvi from Rav Shechter? No? Not there? Big photocopy? No, I didn't do it? My bad. Sorry. Okay, I'll say that. Sorry. How did the Rishonim, how did the Balei Tosfos understand asmachta? What does the word mean, asmachta? So we saw what Rashi says it means, and Balei Tosfos, the Ri at least, pretty much says something similar. Rabbeinu Tam has this new vart about reciprocal. It's a vart in reciprocity, right? Rabbeinu Tam had this vart that when it's reciprocal, it's not asmachta. Right? That any time I can get something back, that by definition isn't asmachta. Rav Shechter said once in a shiur that he was in the Rav's shiur when they were learning Sanhedrin. He was, I think, 16 years old. And he said, the Rav kept on talking about reciprocity. Shachtz was still in high school, he didn't know what the word reciprocity meant. He was smart enough to understand the Rav's shiur, but he didn't know the word reciprocity meant. So he was confused that whole shiur. He once said at Raya that you shouldn't learn, that a person's mind isn't really attuned to learning Gemara until they're 15. He said, I was in the Rav Salavitch shiur when I was 16. If I would have gone when I was 14, I probably wouldn't have understood it so well. So it's a Raya that you can't really learn Gemara until you're 15. But how did the Rishonim define? What is the definition of asmachta? What does asmachta, what does the word mean? What does it mean? According to Rashi and Tosfos. Right, so Rashi and Tosfos were sort of forced to define it because the Gemara said, gambling isn't it. So good. So we know what's not it. What's not asmachta, according to at least Rav Sheshes, gambling isn't asmachta. So how did Rashi define? What is asmachta? No, come on, Rashi, we've been working with Rashi the whole time. What? Guzma. That's how Rashi said, right, in, where was that? In Basra? Over here, Rashi says even a little more clear, I think. What does Rashi say? How do you determine whether a person is speaking Guzma or a person is speaking literally? A person means it. So Rashi tells us that it's all about somech alo davar the sover kol ze biyadi la'asos. That if a person thinks I'm in control, then it's going to be asmachta. Why? If a person makes a deal that I will be makne something to you, if a certain tenai is met, if I lose this basketball game, let's say, certain tonight is met, I will give you $1,000 if I lose this basketball game. The assumption is, I feel like it's in my control to win this basketball game, and therefore I never have real das to be makna anything to you. Because I never have das, not that I don't have das to be makna, that's the wrong way of saying it. I never have das that this tonight is not going to be fulfilled. I never thought for a moment that this tonight is not going to be fulfilled. Asmachta is a chisaron in the das of the person who's being makna, because he never intended that this tanai wouldn't be fulfilled. If he thought it was in his hands to fulfill the tanai, he never thought for a second that it's not going to be fulfilled. So where's the chisaron in asmachta? It's a lack of das. Now, for any kinyan to take place, you need two things. You need a maisa kinyan, and you need das makna. Familiar with those two things? What is a maisa kinyan? What's an example of a maisa kinyan? What? Ashtar, Hagbah, Mashicha. I do some sort of a, right, the watch or whatever, a pen where you do some sort of Kinyan Sudar. A Maisa. You do some physical act. Maisa Kinyan. You also need Das. If someone says, here, pick up this pen. Let's say you're being Makna, whatever it is. And you don't know that you're supposed to have in mind that you're being Makna, your car to the guy by picking up this pen or this watch. So you're like, oh, pick up the watch? Okay, pick up the watch. So what does that mean? Was the car nicknamed by the other person? No, there's no das. Das is poshut. You need das, right? So where's the chesed and asmachta according to Rashi in the Balei Tosfos? It's a lack of das. Did you do them? It's a lack of das. Now, every kinyan needs two ingredients. You need das, and you need a maisa kinyan. So let's say gambling's not a smachta, because you have full das. When you roll the dice, you know that it's not in your control to make it land on whatever it's supposed to land on, and therefore you have full das. What's the obvious problem? There's no Maisa Kinyan. Yeah, you have full das. Where's your Maisa Kinyan? The money. To make you chayiv to pay the money. When I buy a car, I'm chayiv to pay money. You know what's mechayiv me to pay the money? When I take the car, it's mechayiv me to pay the money. Or when I write a shtar, it's mechayiv me to pay the money. What was mechayiv me? But rolling dice is not a maisa kinyan. Because it's not one of the forms of kinyan. It's not meshicha, it's not hagbah, it's not a kinyan sudar. It's not a maisa kinyan. Watching a bird beat another bird in a race is not a maisa kinyan.
That's something else. Rolling the dice is, if let's say two guys say, lands on a 6, I owe you X amount of money.
But it's not a valid form of kinyan. A valid form of kinyan comes in Meshicha, Hagbah, Kinyan Sudar. It has to be something like that. You can't make up your own kinyan.
You pick up the dice.
If you're doing it as a kinyan sudar in a chinami. But are you?
That's the way it's done.
No, you're doing it to roll the dice to see what happens. But you're not making it, you're not having in mind that should be your kinyan to be mechayev you. Maybe that would be good.
What about if let's say you use chips, placing the chips down?
Again, you would need the das that's going to serve as your kinyan, that's your kinyan sudar. You can make a kinyan sudar with anything, but you would actually need to do it. So Tosus is bothered. He says, okay, great. Our Gemara, when it talks about a smachta, gambling's not a smachta. So what did our Gemara say? You have plenty of das. That's why gambling's not a smachta. Because you know you're not in control, so there's plenty of das. Where's the Maisa? There's no Maisa Kinyan. So that's what Tosos is dealing with at the end of that long Tosos. Tosos says, we're talking B'chi Agavna, that what? What did Tosos say at the end? Big Chiddush of Tosfos? The whole sugi is talking about where the Ma'os Munach al Adaf, the money's on the table, everyone owns the table, and therefore, everyone's Kone. Everyone makes a kinyan chatzar with the table. That's the kinyan. It's a huge chiddush, though. The whole Gemara was talking about where everyone owns the table, where the money is sitting. Tosfos says it here, Tosfos says it in Erevin, because Tosfos is stuck. His definition of asmachta is a maisa that's done al tanai, where we have an umdana, a reason to assume that you never think that Tanai is going to be Bali Dekiyu. That you never think that Tanai is going to be fulfilled. That's the definition of Asmachta. I never think it's going to come to it. And therefore, it's a chisarin in my das. What about the chisarin in the Maisa? So Tos says, okay, you do a Maisa Kinyan. You just throw that into the Gemara. Gemara never said it. Throw that in. It must be that we're talking about you do a Maisa Kinyan. That's the sheet of the Balei Tosfos. The Rambam has a completely different definition of asmachta, and because of his different definition of asmachta, he's not going to have to fetch out that our Gemara is talking about when he did a Maisa Kinyan. You see, the Balei Tosfos are working with the assumption that I can't be mechayev myself money just by saying I owe money. That's not enough to be mechayev me money. I need some sort of Maisa Kinyan to be mechayev me money. The Rambam doesn't work with that assumption. The Rambam holds that you're able to be mechayiv yourself money. You can become chayiv to pay something without a Maisa Kinyan just by saying that you owe money. The Rambam writes, why would I, this is Rambam at the beginning of the first paragraph of Hilchos Mechira. Why would I ever need a kinyan then? If I could just be mechayev myself with words, why do I need a kinyan? So the Rambam writes that a kinyan is necessary when you attach a tanai to a transaction. If I made a transaction al tanai on a condition, well then I need a kinyan to fortify that transaction. So I said that I will buy this car from you if something happens. Then I'm only going to be chayiv money if I actually do a kinyan on the car. But if I just want to say that I owe you money, I just want to say, no strings attached, I owe you money, I have a right to be mechayev myself money just with dvarim bialma, with words alone. Once you work with that assumption, the Rambam then says that, let's say a person uses words alone and he attaches a tanai. He doesn't use a kinyan. He uses words and he attaches a tanai. So where would that work? The Rambam would say, no, that doesn't work. You know why that doesn't work? That's asmachta. The definition of asmachta has nothing to do with an umdana, an assumption that a person feels that he's making a transaction al tanai and he doesn't think that tanai is ever going to be fulfilled. Nothing to do with that. Asmachta means creating a schaivus without a kinyan, but with a tanai. That's the definition of asmachta. What's going on in our Gemara? What's gambling? Why is gambling a discussion of asmachta? I don't have a kinyan. If I had a kinyan, it wouldn't be asmachta. I don't have a kinyan. I have a commitment to be mechayiv myself, a verbal commitment that if the Jets lose another game, I'm going to have to pay X amount of money. Commitment to be mechayiv myself, words alone, but it's al tanai if they lose. That's asmachta. That's the very definition of asmachta according to the Rambam. Yeah.
If it is a kinyan, would it still be considered stealing?
No. If there were a kinyan, then it wouldn't be considered stealing. Right, according to the Rambam.
So the lack of a kinyan is what makes gambling considered stealing.
Right. Right. So essentially what the Rambam is saying is that there's a chiluk between a maisa dan al tanai and a commitment of das al tanai. When it's das al tanai, even if you fulfill the condition in the end, it doesn't make a difference. It's not chal. The tanai is mevatel a person's das legamri. When it's just a verbal commitment, that's what I'm calling das. There's no maisa kinyan. It's just verbal. A verbal commitment. A gemiras das. I hereby declare I owe you $1,000. As soon as I make it al tanai of something, then it doesn't even matter if the tanai is fulfilled. I don't owe $1,000. You can't make a hischaivus just with das alone when it's al tanai. You can make a hischaivus with das alone when there's no tanai. This is how the Rambam says the whole din of asmachta. Mishra Masechta Baba Basra, Kuf Samaches. Misha para miksas chovo. A person pays part of a loan. Vihishlu shashtaro. I remember what was the case? I had a shtar that said I owe you $100. I paid you $50. Right? I said, you know what? You can give the shtar to a third party, and that third party will have instructions that if I don't pay you back the other $50 by X and X time, I'm going to have to pay the full $100. Right? So Rabbi Yossi says, Yitain. Rabbi Yudu says, Lo Yitain. If I don't pay back the $50, Rabbi Yossi says, okay, good, now I got to pay the full $100. Yudu says, no, you don't. Because it's a smachta. So now, according to the Bali Atos' definition of asmachta, asmachta means that you're working with an assumption that it's never going to be fulfilled. So granted, that helps that you have das. But in order to have hischaivus, das isn't enough. You need a kinyan. Das isn't enough. By gambling, it's easy. Okay, they all buy the table and they all made a kinyan. Where's the kinyan there? Where's the maisa kinyan? So you say, oh, there's a shtar. But that shtar's already been paid up, and there's a halacha that a shtar that's nimchal miktsas shibudo shuvei nechozer v'gove. That if a shtar is even partially paid up, it's useless. It's a piece of garbage. You can't be gove with it again. So where's the kinyan? So that's the Ran's kasha. That's Tosa Rosh's kasha in the Darm. Where's the kinyan? According to the Rambam, it's no problem. Why is it no problem according to the Rambam? The definition of asmachta is that there is no kinyan. That all you've got is das. It's das al tanai. It's exactly what this is. I'm committing to pay the full $100 al tanai that I don't pay the balance by a certain date. It's das al tanai. That's asmachta. Perfect according to the Rambam. Another example, our Gemara. Our Gemara we discussed. Gemara Bab Mitzia, Daf Mem Chesam Beis. Hanosin Irval Nechavero Va'amarlo. Imani Chozer Bi, Irvoni Macholach. Va'lo Amarlo, Imani Echzer Bi, Echbalach Irvoncha. I want to buy a car. So I want to make a commitment that I'm going to buy this car. So I give a guy a collateral. I give him my watch. And I say, look, if I back out of my commitment, then you get to keep my watch. And the salesman wants to make sure that I know he's serious too. So he says, if I back out of my commitment, not only will I give you your watch back, I'll give you another watch also. The Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yossi, that asmachta is kanya. That works. Everyone is chayv to pay, right? If they back out, everyone's going to have to pay.
Because he took his watch. That's
what he... Yeah, good. Frekt Ramban. I understand where the kinyan was from the lokeach to the mocher. That if he backs out, you get to keep my watch. Right? That makes sense. Because there was a maisa kinyan. The guy took the watch. And there was das. Right, so I understand that. That's called asmachta, because there's das with an umdana that the guy thinks he's not going to back out. Right, so there's an umdana he doesn't think a tanai is going to be fulfilled. So you have the asmachta is the din and the das. And the kinyan, the maisa kinyan happened. I get that, that works. What about the other way? What's ever mechayev the salesman to give a second watch? Where's the maisa kinyan on that? On the second watch, yeah?
Why can't you consider it as one tonight? Because the salesman's tonight...
It's one tonight, but what about the kinyan? The kinyan was made on that one watch.
Why shouldn't you need another kinyan?
Because you're bringing a new hischaivus in. Not only is this watch going to be part of the hischaivus, now another watch I have at home is going to be part of the hischaivus. After I already picked up this watch, I then say, you know what? If I back out, not only will I give you this, I'll give you another one. Yeah, after. So Ramban says, what's going on? How do you call that asmachta? Asmachta assumes that there's a maisa kinyan. There's no maisa kinyan there. According to the Rambam, perfect. Asmachta doesn't assume a maisa kinyan. Asmachta assumes a verbal commitment al tanai. That's exactly what this is. A verbal commitment al tanai. Now, based on the Rambam, maybe we could be miyashiv another problem. The Gemara in Nedarim quotes the sheet of Rabbi Tarfo that our Gemara quotes also. What is Rabbi Tarfo in our Gemara? The Vidar Mishra Rabbi Tarfo, Lo Olam Ein Echem Ein Nazir Lefi Shlo Nitin Nazir Rasel Laflaa. Right? What was the case? There's a guy walking down the street. Two of us are watching the guy walk down the street. I say, look at that, it's, that's Derek Jeter. And the other guy says, that's not Derek Jeter, that's Rabbi Kamenetsky. He doesn't even look anything like Derek Jeter. I say, no, I can swear, that guy is for sure Derek Jeter. And we're having this argument back and forth. And one of us say, okay, if you're right, lay the Bali Atos in the Gemara, if you're right, then I'm going to be a Nazir. And the other says, oh, if you're right, I'll be a Nazir. So what does Rabbi Tarfon say? Neither of them are a Nazir, no matter who's right. Because Nazirus only works when there's absolute firm commitment. So the Gemara Nidarim Daf Chaf Aleph, when it quotes this, sounds like this is a din by Nazirus and by Neder. They need firm, absolute commitment. Our Gemara is using it to prove a din of Asmachta, but Asmachta is Zolkanya, which is not only by Nidarim and Nazirus. Asmachta is everywhere. So this is a major stira between the two sugyas. Maybe we'll start with that tomorrow. This stira between the two sugyas, how do we deal with it? Tosos over here deals with it. Bottom Tosos, maybe take a look at that for tomorrow. And then I also want to get into the next sugyo of ribis. Whose avera is the ribis and stuff like that. Lova, the malva, I want to get into that. So we'll finish up the Nazirus Nedarim Hafla issue. And then Bli Nedar will get into the Ribbis issue as well. So that will be, that's on tap for tomorrow. Okay?